Out here, if you're doing nothing, you're doing everything right. Though on a cruise with Norwegian, even if you're doing nothing, you're still basking in the warm sun, enjoying the peaceful ocean waves, you're breathing. Don't forget about breathing. Definitely need to be breathing. So you get to do nothing or everything, but you still need to be breathing. It's like really important.
Experience the difference with cruises to Alaska, the Caribbean, and Europe. Norwegian Cruise Line. It's different out here. Visit NCL.com, call your travel advisor, or 1-888-NCL-CRUISE. Norwegian Cruise Line ships registry, the Bahamas and USA.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
You're listening to Sports Rage Late Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
Scumbags! Let's rage!
Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
Level 3. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people, the busters, and everybody else in between. We're throwing it down. We got Jason B. Tackerfin. We're getting into some baseball talk with Jason. And, you know, I don't know. I'm not trying to be a jerk either. I don't know. I probably am a jerk anyways, even though I'm not trying. But when people say that, it doesn't matter. You don't have to try to be a jerk. But I honestly, every game that people say and their opinion, I disagree with. I love it. I'm actually, it's my new thing. It's actually my new thing. I'm like, I'm just going to look and see what everyone likes. It's sort of like Merrill talks about it with the consensus stuff. So I don't just go by the blank consensus, but when I hear everybody talk about the same narratives, and listen, I love Babano, great guy. And Babano is a good capper. He works his ass off, this guy. Right? He puts in all day. I don't know, he leaves his house ever. So he puts a lot of time. But I swear to God, I get so mad, and it's my new thing, too, that pisses me off when handicappers pretend they're coaches and stuff. Like, Babano's never played football in his life, right? I don't know if he's ever caught a football in his life. Like, not peewee football, little, you know what I mean? And it drives me crazy. Talk about the trends, talk about the spreads, talk about the angles, talk about the strengths and weaknesses, but, like, when you start... Like, I hear handicappers talking, oh, this defenseman needs to do this and that. It's like, bro, you didn't even, like, play, like, junior peewee hockey. Like, what the hell are you talking about? Doesn't mean you're not a good batter. Like, you know what I mean? People need to stick in their damn lanes nowadays. It's like, dude, like I said, like, you know what I mean? Is that the best way of putting it? Like, don't be an expert in everything. Like, stay in your lane. Like I said the other day, everyone talking about, Davis Mills. What, are you a quarterback coach? I know the guy sucks so much that he was one of the top high school recruits out of the state of Georgia, went to quarterback U at Stanford, and is a third round pick in the NFL draft. And everyone here this week, all these handicappers, guys, well, Davis Mills is showing me nothing. What, you mean the kid that played 6 games in college football? What? Who are you? What, are you Gil Brandt now? You know who a good quarterback is? Like, you're a handicapper. Hey, man, you follow MMA, Matisse. You see the same crap, bro. Guys that bet on MMA, they've never been in a goddamn fight in their life, but they're talking about jiu-jitsu and stand-up and stuff. It's like, shut up, bro. Just pick the damn winner and shut up. You know what I mean? I know UFC fighters. They laugh at people in the media with that stuff. They're like, man, people in the media with your stupid breakdowns. What's the game plan for the fight? I remember at some day all the time they say to me, not to get hit in the face. Don't get hit in the face. Ask an MMA fighter for real, UFC fighter, like, hey, what's the game plan? Not to get hurt. Like, you know what I'm saying? I've heard that number one from everybody. So I used to ask like buddies of mine to fight, so what's the game plan, man, against Brock Lesnar? Not to get killed. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Like, How are you feeling before the fight? I'm freaking hungry, man. How do you think I'm feeling?
Yeah. The other one, too, is the face. Not to get my face bashed in is a big one. And the other one, game plan is, too. And, like, MMA, the UFC fighters, like, they hate their own trainers. You guys hear the trainers and stuff? Like, Buddy will be on his back getting rained on. Stand it up! Stand it up! Yeah, shut up. Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Morency. We're feeling it. It's the Wicked Wednesday. A little bit of an edge to the show tonight. I'm disagreeing with everybody, all right? I'm not saying I'm right. Maybe they're right. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. Probably not. Look, there's the right way, the wrong way, and the Sports Rage way of doing things, all right? It's the wrong way, only faster. Only faster. So, yeah, what a night in Southern California tonight. San Diego, they suck. And the Dodgers, well, the Dodgers, really? You're going to lose the division because you can't beat the Colorado Rockies? Yeah, the Colorado Rockies are a very good home team. And San Diego, he did their best to try to come back and stuff, but it's just one of those. It's a learning experience for San Diego. People try to anoint this team a little bit too quickly. And let's be real. San Francisco are a pain in the ass. Like, God, these guys are annoying. Like, they just win, and then they win, and then they win again, and then they win. And then, like, they just keep winning all the time. Right? Like, it gets old, doesn't it? It gets old. All right, great stuff with Ian Cameron, a.k.a. Bob Pano. So I was saying earlier, too, and I'm not trying to disrespect anybody. And I'm wrong. I'm wrong often. But all I hear all the time is Wisconsin are too physical for Notre Dame. And I'm thinking, dear God, like, really? You guys really think that Notre Dame can't play with a Wisconsin Badger team? Number one, Wisconsin, Notre Dame are going to be too fast for, like, you guys. Notre Dame are basically a Big Ten team. Like, I don't know, like, this whole Wisconsin, I don't know. Like, look through the years. Who's, I don't recall Wisconsin playing too many big games. Paul Chryst is a money burner, all right? This is what I'm looking at. I'm looking at Wisconsin not covering the number and Notre Dame covering the number. Give me the points with a Notre Dame fight.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Memorial Day Sale and get 30% off paints and stains May 15th through the 28th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Fighting Irish, give me the Leprechauns. As long as Conor McGregor's not the quarterback, we're fine. I think the Texas Longhorns are going to smash Texas Tech. Game's going to go over the number. San Jose State, they're in a horrible spot after playing in Hawaii last week. Now they got to go to Kalamazoo. Nobody likes going to Kalamazoo.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Late Night Anger Management Class continues. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Morency. We're throwing it down. Jason B. Tackerton normally joins us every Sunday night, but there's so much stuff going on the diamond this week. We needed a trip to the mound with the general manager, Jason B. Tackerton, a three-time champion, Toronto Blue Jays, A-ball affiliate to Vancouver Canadiens. Our GM steps up in midweek style. Jason, wow, what a week, and we're only midway through this thing right now. I said last night, and I said earlier in the day, I feel like it's March Madness right now because every game counts right now. Scoreboard watching, it's almost like, you know, single elimination. You lose one game, fine. You lose two in a row, bye-bye, you're done. What a week it's been so far.
100%. Not only that, but the games are during the afternoon also, like the first 3 or 4 days of March Madness. So you're bang on there.
So the Toronto Blue Jays, not a good day for the Blue Jays. They lose to the Rays. Red Sox win. Yankees win. And evidently they've got a feud going with the Tampa Bay Rays right now. So let me just set the table quickly for people that might not be aware of what happened. So the Rays and the Jays already don't like each other. They're in the same division. The Rays are red hot right now. And, you know, the Jays trying to crash the party. So there was a collision at the plate in the first game of the series between Kiermaier and Kirk, Alejandro Kirk, the catcher of the Blue Jays. During the collision, Alejandro Kirk's wristband, he had notes like a quarterback will. You know, see, when you see a quarterback with the wristband, and it was basically the pitches that they were going to call for each hitter. And it fell off his wristband. As Kiermaier slid, he grabbed the card and took it. Now, he said after the fact that he thought it was his outfield scouting report card that he has in his pocket, which can be, you know, somewhat plausible. What wasn't originally reported was that the Blue Jays sent a bat boy over to the Rays dugout and said, oh, by the way, you picked up our card, and the Rays declined to return it. They said, we don't know what you're talking about. They declined to return it. Manager of the Blue Jays said it was water under the bridge. The Blue Jays bit their lip on this, didn't say anything, waited until late in the game of the final time they're going to see the Rays this year of a 7-1 blowout, and decided to plunk Kiermaier. Kiermaier now is saying that it was a weak-ass move, that now he hopes that they play the Toronto Blue Jays. He was asked, well, why do you want to play the Toronto Blue Jays? He goes, it speaks for itself. The motivation is now there. And I like how somehow he's turned himself into the victim. Jason B. Dacofin, what's your take?
Okay, so firstly, there's a lot of different analogies you can make. You could talk about sign stealing like an Eric Mangini. We can go sign stealing or a hit by batter. It's very much like Jose Bautista in 2016, where the Texas Rangers wait. Matt Bush hit Bautista in the eighth inning.
I said the same thing earlier in the day, and I said Roughneck Odor waited until the last time they were playing him to punch him in the face.
Well, Odor at least squared up. So Kiermaier, so he has a right to be mad in the sense that they probably should have hit him per baseball code rules. But baseball code rules also don't have every player on their sleeve wearing instructions like Dan Marino 30 years ago, right?
A catcher. Are you saying it's cool if they would have hit him in the next at bat the next time he went up, that it's not cool that they waited and out of the blue threw at him?
Yeah, I look. There's something to be said about making him wait, making him sweat it out, but then you're looking at suspensions, you're looking at sort of a larger issue, then you put your own guys in trouble.
Wouldn't you agree? I think they would have done it earlier. Every game was close. It's a lot like hockey. You know what I mean? It's like, yeah, we're going to get the guy, but we're in overtime right now, and we can't do it. And, hey, I think, look, it's 7-1. It's 7-1. Now's the time. Or do you believe as well that that's the pitcher's decision, that that's where he goes on his own and says, you know what, I'm hitting this guy. I wasn't told to do it, but I'm going to hit the guy.
Yeah, Ryan Barucki's fighting for a roster spot. He's fighting also for his career, so he needs to do something to kind of galvanize and get those fist pumps going. That is why he did it. The high fives were flowing after when he got kicked out of the game. It allowed for Jay's pitching coach Pete Walker to kind of virtue signal a little bit and get mad and the hold me back stuff. And the veins were going in his neck. And like everyone kind of won there. Kiermaier got his soundbite. He didn't really get hit too hard. Everybody got to sort of show off for the camera. The bench is cleared. Nothing really happened. But I want to focus on Kiermaier wanting to play the Blue Jays. I actually would not want to play the Blue Jays. This was the first series they've lost in their last seven series. It's a team that's gone 13-2. They're probably going to have the Cy Young Award winner. In the last six games they played Tampa in the last week, they were 3-3. This is a team that can probably beat Tampa in a five-game series if everything lined up and if Robbie Ray was able to go in games three, start game three, and then be in relief in game five. So I don't think he wants to play Toronto. I think that's just a nice soundbite. I think it's just to build up the rivalry. Not to mention, traditionally, when Toronto does play in Tampa in pre-COVID, it's mostly Blue Jays fans. So that's probably got in his craw also a little bit.
Now, for the record, this is his exact quote after the game. Oh, yeah, it was intentional, Kiermaier said, Barucki, who hit him with the first pitch in the eighth inning of a 7-1 Rays win. pretty much almost went behind me. I thought it was a weak move, to be quite honest. It's over. It didn't hurt by any means, so I don't care. Whatever. We move on. We've got a series to win, and I hope we play those guys. I really do. When asked why he wants to see Toronto again, Kiermaier responded, the motivation is there. That's all that needs to be said. And I'm thinking right now, if I'm Kevin Cash, I'm thinking to myself, like, dear God, bro, like, all this is your fault. And now, and so it's one thing, you scoop the card up, you played the game, and don't forget, the guys, the Blue Jays manager was with the Rays before. They're buddies. Like, yeah. So he's buddies with Kevin Cash, so it's an awkward situation. But this is the classic bulletin board material of a player. You just told the Jays, I hope, like, you know, and Jays, the Jays are a bunch of emotional guys. I'd like to see them. Oh, yeah, you mother, really? You want to play us, huh? And you know the Jays are like, oh, God, please let us play the Rays right now. If I'm Cash, I'd tell Kiermaier, listen, the card thing happened fast, and I'll give Kiermaier that. And I want your take on that, too. But if I'm Cash and I'm the Rays, I don't like the fact that you said, I hope I play the Jays.
Yeah, taking the card, I think, is okay because there shouldn't be a card to begin with. And if you're going to drop it, then it's fair game to pick it up. It's certainly very unusual, but so is having a card for everybody's replacement and every pitcher looking inside their hat.
I don't want to scare you, but I said the same thing earlier in the week. I said it's sleazy, but I also said, if you're Kirk, you better know where that damn card is at all times, bro. Like, yeah. You know what, you don't notice? Hey, I just got my card stolen in my scouting report?
There's about 8 trainers in the dugout that have clear tape. You wrap it around your wrist, nice and tight, right? Like, this is not—it's not rocket science, right? Like, no one's winning a Nobel Prize here. Wrap it around, tape it up. I'm sure he will moving forward. As for Kiermaier, yeah, it's bulletin board material. You know, they may need something to rile them up. They've been cruising all year. They haven't really had many challenges since about July. They've been on such a tear that maybe they need this a little bit of an emotional jostle and maybe a rival to get to them, because the Red Sox kind of fell out of favor before they kind of turned it up, and the Blue Jays and the Yankees have almost cannibalized themselves with winning streaks then losing streaks. So, yeah, look, whatever gets the Rays up for anything, Kiermaier is the leader of that team, or at the very least, he's one of the most senior people there. You know, look, I personally, it's entertaining. I do not want them. If I were them, I would not want to play the Blue Jays at all.
I like the honesty, though. He's basically saying, F those guys. I want to bash them. And you know damn well. They're not going to say it publicly. You know damn well. The Rays want to play the Dodgers. You know, in that clubhouse, they're like, F the Dodgers. We're on a collision course. Bring on the Dodgers. They don't like the Dodgers either.
It's like when Kevin Cash said, we have a bunch of guys who can throw 100 also about the Yankees. Like, you know, Kiermaier, if they want to go, you know, hit by pitch.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
For hit by pitch, like, the Rays have guys who can throw, and they have a lot.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Morenci. We're breaking it down with a 3-time champion, Vancouver Canadiens, A-ball general manager, Toronto Blue Jays affiliate. They're also the Oakland Athletics affiliate as well. So we're talking about the card gate, I guess we could call it right now. But what about the code of this, in which, you know, I remember Felipe Alou wasn't the one to coin the phrase, but he basically said, if you ain't cheating, you ain't trying. And it's not really about cheating, is it? So it's basically the same thing as a quarterback having to play calls on his wrist. And if I've never seen this before, let me just ask you. So, like, I can't ever say, like, there's no etiquette for this. I've never, and I've been watching baseball a long time. Like, you know, 45 years. I've never seen this before. Like, you've been in the game a long time. You were in a minor, so you've seen everything. Have you ever seen anything like this before where a guy's, like, the pitching scouting report card fell off? Like, have you ever heard anything like this?
No, I've never seen that. I've heard a lot of talk about not so much spying, but, like, having somebody who looks like they're a cleaner or someone wiping down the benches go be next to the bullpen when the visiting team shows up at 3 p.m. for a 7 p.m. game to go over the scouting report or to just, you know, overhear the pitchers or overhear the trainers working out the pitchers.
Whatever info they can pick up, right?
Who's going to be pitching that day? Who's going to be ready? Who's not ready?
Oh, yeah, in the bullpen. Oh, yeah, hey, Johnny, your arm's tired today. All right, he's not. Yeah.
Or we're going to – there's two lefties not available or there's two righties not available. I've heard of that. I've seen that. But I've never really seen this. And it's unusual. I love it. It adds for more entertainment and the more hate – without guys getting thrown at in their heads, sort of the better. But this is kind of minor leagueish in a really good way, by the way. Like I actually think
it's good
this
for
is-
the game almost. Like I like the hostility of it. And let's be real too, the Blue Jays guys are no angels, and the Blue Jays historically have been accused more than anybody of having like 22 people in the stands as well who are dressed like fans. Talk to me about that, Jason. So that's a big one, too. So they'll basically have guys, fans. So sometimes, guys, grandpa that sitting next to you, and you're like, oh, look at this guy. You guys still bringing binoculars? Yeah, grandpa's stealing the signs with binoculars. And grandpa's, like, actually secretly texting the dugout, right? There's all kinds of stuff like that going on.
Yeah, grandpa's also 27. He's wearing those glasses with the fake mustache and bushy there's... The guy with the binoculars sitting in center field looking to pick up signs. Most teams have almost been rumored. Most stadiums have been rumored to have someone like that. You know, the banging of the trash can that the Astros had kind of blew the lid off of it, which is a terrible pun, blew the lid off of the entire cheating scandal. Thank you. The entire environment of cheating. Because, if you're not cheating, you're not trying. I think once you start getting to the technology and once you start getting into, like, surround sound spying like the Patriots were always accused of and how like, you know, Mike Tomlin had said that like their headset goes out for a cord. Like once you start getting into that, that's a little bit much, but I don't know. This stuff is like, you're bringing a cheat card and you got your cheat card taken. Like, I don't know.
That's
like,
the thing. This is no big scandal. Exactly. No. It's sort of very old school.
It'd be a much bigger scandal if this was, let's say in May or June, and they drilled Kiermaier in the ribs and he broke a few ribs and he was out for 4 to 6 weeks. That would be a big issue because then you're giving carte blanche for the race and just absolutely tee off on Guerrero and Bichette the next time they see them for as many times as they want.
Jason B. Takafin kicking it with us. So, man, it's just been there's so much stuff going on. We've got the pennant chase. So, Blue Jays and Twins up next. What's your feeling for that series now? The Blue Jays just keep this thing rolling?
It's going to be an interesting one because Minnesota's not playing that badly. And, you know, the big issue is you have Steven Matz that's going to be pitching on Thursday. Berríos is going to be pitching on Friday. And then Robbie Ray is on Saturday. And then they have a day off after that series. It's going to be interesting to see if they line up Robbie Ray on Saturday and then on Thursday for the last game of the Yankee series. He's going to be on regular rest. They would have to move around the rotation, which they may have because that's what they had Ross Stripling pitching today for to compensate for Ryu. So they may want to have Ray pitches on Saturday, then he pitches on Thursday on normal days rest to take advantage of that day off they have on Monday, and then Ray will pitch the one game in the playoffs on Tuesday, also on normal days rest. Do not sleep on that. That's a very big part of the Blue Jays plan. It lines up really perfectly for them. As for that series, listen, you got your four best starters going that aren't named Ryu because he's hurt. Matz, Berríos, Ray, Manoa. You got to take 3 out of 4. The Yankees and Red Sox are going to beat each other up this weekend, but the Blue Jays have to take 3 out of 4 from this.
Jason B. Takafin, kick with us on the Wicked Wednesday, the late night anger management class. So Chris Sale comes back tonight, 5 innings. 2 earned runs. Red Sox, listen, the Red Sox have had a good week and a half while everybody beats themselves up, right? They're racking up the wins, and they're not in the same wheelhouse right now as the Toronto Blue Jays, New York Yankees, Oakland Athletics, and Seattle Mariners are. What's your take on Chris Sale and what he's done? Did you expect him to be this good coming back after not pitching for like 22 months or whatever it was?
Yeah, the Red Sox done a very good job with him to ease him back in. They haven't started him on normal days rest. It took a few weeks off in early September. He went from September 2nd to September 17th without starting. They're stretching him out. He's at 90 pitches. They want to get his pitch count up in the minors also. Chris Sale's thrown a lot of innings, right? He's a seven straight top six Cy Young finishes from 2013 to 2019. He led the league in complete games twice, innings pitched once, over 200 innings pitched in four straight years or four years total. He's thrown a lot. This is the second half of his career. They're going to have to ease him back in if he's going to be the ace that the Red Sox are going to need for the postseason. For me, I start Nate Eovaldi for the one gamer if the Red Sox make it. I don't think you want to put pressure on Chris Sale. He can maybe come out of the bullpen if he's scheduled to pitch that day, but he's pitched very well, but he hasn't been the Chris Sale that we're used to, the shutdown ace worthy of trading away four top prospects for.
Now, an incredible accomplishment this evening. I want to get your take on this. So Juan Soto hit his 96th career home run tonight, passing Alex Rodriguez for the fifth most in Major League Baseball history before turning 23. Soto also recorded his Major League Baseball leading eighth game this season with multiple hits and multiple walks. How good is this kid? Like, everybody talks about Guerrero. Everybody talks about Tatis. Everybody talks about Otani. Everybody talks about Trout. I could go on, right? And about Judge. This guy might be the greatest player that nobody really talks about in Juan Soto.
He has the World Series ring to back it up, which will age very well. After 2019, after Anthony Rendon left, and of course Trey Turner this year, he hasn't had the lineup. Guerrero has an excellent lineup around him. Aaron Judge has Giancarlo Stanton. He has DJ LeMahieu.
He's got no protection.
Yeah. Soto, it's one of the reasons why. So Soto is like a left-handed version of Guerrero, just obviously in much better shape, and he's played longer. And that's why for the home run contest, I thought Soto was going to do it because he's in impeccable shape and he doesn't pull the ball. He has so much power. He touches it and it goes everywhere. They're going to build around him. We'll talk about this more in the offseason. Carter Kieboom, Ruiz, the catcher they got from the Dodgers. They made some, you know, they have Victor Robles in center field. They have some pieces there to almost rebuild on the fly because they spent so much time sort of building a champion. They finally got one in 2019. But you're right. He's an absolute stud. We talked a few weeks ago about who's going to get to 500 home runs. He could get there, like, by accident. Like, he can get there just by hitting line drives, right? Like, just by being a great hitter as opposed to a home run hitter.
Well, he's going to surpass 100, right? He's going to surpass 100 this year, and that's not a bad start that you already have that. Like you said, too, as far as aging well, when you talk about Hall of Fame and all that type of stuff, well, did he ever win a championship? Yeah. Yeah, he did.
He sure
right?
did.
Yeah, so that's the thing. So before we get you out of here, National League updated MVP odds right now. Bryce Harper's -190. Fernando Tatis Jr. is +155. I mean, with San Diego's collapse down the stretch, it's obviously hurt Tatis. And Bryce Harper's moved into the favorite position here at -190, nearly a 2-1 favorite. Bryce Harper MVP. Do you agree with that move?
I agree. I mean, Harper's got 33 home runs. He's leading the league in total bases, OPS, OPS plus, and slugging percentage. They're going to come down to the wire where if they're going to miss the playoffs, they're going to miss it by one or two games. If they make the playoffs, it's going to be because he's probably going to finish with 38, 39 home runs. He's doing exactly what an MVP needs to do, with the exception of the few weeks, I think, in May that he was off. He's hitting at a Barry Bonds-like pace. Like, if you look at him, he's got 1,200 OPS for the entire year, minus those 3 or 4 weeks where he was hurt and then subsequently slumped after. Like, he's having a year for the absolute ages. He is taking advantage of that really small ballpark. They were so smart, the Phillies, to get JT Realmuto to support him in the lineup, to get a strong right-handed hitter in back of him. I picked the Phillies to win the World Series last year because of they were very top heavy. If they're going to make the playoffs, and again, we'll talk about that once the regular season's over, if they're in the playoffs, they are going to be a very difficult team to eliminate.
Jason B. Takafin, kicking it with us. So, Jason, your podcast drops every Wednesday, and it's Wednesday/Thursday now. I consider it Wednesday, but it's actually Thursday everywhere, I guess, in the free world, whatever. It's, where can people find the podcast and where can people find you online?
You can find me at IBWAA. My podcast is at IBWAA Podcast, and I am at Jason B. Tackerman.
Jason B. Tackerman. Great stuff, Jason. We'll catch up with you on Sunday. And, man, dude, who knows what's going to, like, the difference is, like, between now and Sunday, it's almost like a mini season, isn't it? I'm just thinking, like, who knows what we're going to, where we'll be by the end of the weekend.
Second biggest series of the year taking place this weekend, Yankees and Red Sox. The first biggest series was the Blue Jays Yankees in early September, where the Yankees not only swept the Blue Jays swept the Yankees four straight, but they brought everyone closer and they effectively cost the Yankees a chance to clinch that first wild card spot nice and early.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your...
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
My name's Bobby and I am an addict.
Hey, Bobby.
You know, you folks aren't here because you're gamblers. You are here because you are terrible gamblers.
Hey, Bobby.
These folks don't need to stop doing what they're doing. They just need to get better at it.
Like an anger man for class. This is Sports Rage. I am Morency. Kicking at SiriusXM Channel 204, Sports Grid Radio Networks, and we are live, in case you are wondering. Unless you're tuning in on one of our radio affiliates, at like 4 or 5 in the morning or something like that. I don't know. But shout out to all of our affiliates who are tuning in. And shout out to everybody in San Diego and Los Angeles. Rough night on the diamond tonight. Let's just get people caught up to date with the updated odds and standings as well. As you know, it's been, man, what a, it really has that March Madness feel to it, doesn't it? And I see a lot of people in our live chat on YouTube, Sports Grid Radio on the YouTube channel. That's Sports Grid Radio. If you want to participate in the live chat, you can fire me off a tweet at Sports Rage. I was thinking maybe on maybe I was going to open up the phone lines one of these nights and get people's picks. You know, on Fridays or something, we'll turn it into, all right, what are the Rageaholics' best bets? But with baseball coming up, and as I stated, to me, it feels like March Madness right now, and I see people in the chat, and almost every one of these teams, like, you know, people are like, hey, what about this team? What about that team? You can't really fully discount anybody, right? Like, you know, this thing's wide open. The Los Angeles Dodgers, as good as they are, they're not invincible. They just lost to Colorado tonight. Their bullpen at the back end is shaky. So the Dodgers aren't invincible. As good as the Giants are, the Giants are dangerous. The Giants are real dangerous. But the thing is, the Dodgers and the Giants are going to have to play each other, right? Like, the Dodgers are going to be in the wild card, obviously. So the Dodgers going to the playoffs, but it's a one-game knockoff, and then they'll have to deal with San Francisco. And if not, the Dodgers win a division, and then it's probably going to be St. Louis and San Francisco. And then, you know, so, like, there's no easy outs for anybody. There's no easy outs for anybody in the playoffs right now. And basically, the playoff bracket is almost pretty, it's pretty much set. It's pretty much set. They change the stupid format all the time with the baseball playoffs, right? But they have a bracket now, and it's up on MLB.com. So, like, basically, right, the wild card team plays the team with the best record. So this stuff is pretty much dialed in which we know, all right, the wild card team is going to play the Tampa Bay Rays. So in other words, the White Sox are playing the Astros, and the Brew Crew are going to be playing the Atlanta Braves or the Philadelphia Phillies. But I think it'll probably end up being the Braves when it's all said and done. But speaking of the Phillies, and we just had Jason B. Tackerman on, I'm not like totally in love I'm not in love with laying minus 190, but there's only 2 weeks left in the season. Less than 2 weeks. It's 10 days left, guys. How the hell is Fernando Tatis Jr. the MVP? You can't, like, you know what I mean? It's not, he's not the MVP. And you could get into the same argument about Ohtani and stuff. But I've said the same stuff about Mike Trout. I think Mike Trout, like, Mike Trout's not overrated as a baseball player. He's a great baseball player, but the impact of Mike Trout is minimal. Like, the Angels suck with him, they suck without him. Like, what difference does it make? Their record is, like, it's the same record. Like, when he's there or not. And, like, we have to rethink the MVP award, don't we? Like, Ohtani is not the most valuable player in the league. Not even close. Like, how can you be the most valuable player when you're on a crap team? And I'm not saying that the MVP should be on a championship team, per se, but you better be a good team. Otherwise, how valuable are you? You're not that valuable. Like, you're good. Like, have an award. Best player. Most outstanding player. Biggest badass. You know, it's actually, it's like the UFC when they have that badass Mother Tucker belt. You're not a champion, but, you know, you're respected as, yeah, you're a badass.
Right?
You're a badass. Yeah, exactly. You're BMF. Yeah, you're a badass. You got the belt, but you're not the MVP. You're not the champion. You know what I mean?
No,
like, to me, but it's true. It is true, though, that it is true that that the MVP, it's always sort of been, it's, you know, what is the most valuable player actually mean? And as I stated, Ohtani's amazing. All right, Fernando Tatis Jr. is amazing. But when your team doesn't even make the playoffs and you're not even in playoff contention down the stretch, like, how valuable actually are you? Like, I think, you know, we have to look at, like, you know, teams that are good, and then, all right, who's the essence of that team that is good that's like, man, without them, without this guy, they wouldn't be in first place right now. We'll tell you that. I don't know. I could argue that Max Scherzer is the most valuable player. And Max Scherzer has been dominant for the Los Angeles Dodgers. Like, you know, it's a subjective argument. So Bryce Harper, though, Bryce Harper meets the requisite. He meets the requisite, you know what I mean? He meets the requisite. Like, so put it this way. Like, if Ohtani wasn't there, what difference would it make for the Angels? They suck anyways. Like, they, if he's there or not, they're an irrelevant franchise. So how's he the most valuable player? Like, Vladimir Guerrero, if you took Vladimir Guerrero Jr. off the Blue Jays, they would not be competing right now. So you know what? If I was voting, I'd vote for Vladimir Guerrero Jr. over Ohtani. Vladimir Guerrero Jr. has nearly 50 home runs and is on a team that's competing right now for a playoff spot. So what? Like, Ohtani pitches and hits and is hurt every day. And I like Ohtani. I'm not coming at him. He's a great player, but he's not the most valuable player in the league. He's not even close to being the most valuable player in the league. It's a stupid award. It's a stupid name. It's like a Grammy or something like that. It means nothing. Don't throw your trash down here. Honestly, yeah, how the hell is Ohtani more valuable than Vladimir Guerrero Jr.? You can't make that argument. So you want to talk about more popular? You want to talk about liked by the media? I don't know. Like, I don't know what your requisite is. But as I stated, so it's moving right now. We've already moved it 5 cents. It sucks. I don't like laying this number, but Fernando Tatis Jr. cannot be the MVP. Max Muncy's not the MVP, so who is it? Bryce Harper's minus 195 right now. Tatis is plus 165. If Sandy, and I brought this up time and time and time again all year about Tatis. He hasn't played enough, you know what I mean? The team doesn't win enough, and I've always been baffled by it. And now here we are, he's still here right now, but the fact that San Diego has completely collapsed down the stretch. And even the perception, even though if it's not his fault, it is his fault what happened with Machado and stuff, but he's not going to win the MVP. It's going to be Bryce Harper. So if you want to make a little money, lay the juice, I think you got to wait. That's the thing. There's no definitive date for this stuff, right? I think they basically announce all these awards because I've been betting the Cy Youngs, the Rookie of the Years. I'm going to lose all my Cy Young bets, but I think I'm going to win the American League Rookie of the Year one with Azarena. I think we're going to hit that one. But I do believe that Bryce Harper will be the MVP. So big, this is a big night tonight for San Francisco. They pretty much put the nail in San Diego's coffin, and the Los Angeles Dodgers lose tonight. And you want to talk about massive line movement, guys. Last night, the Dodgers were trailing by one, and San Francisco were minus 115. San Francisco are now minus 200. Man, if I didn't already have a ton on the Dodgers, I'd be jumping in on this. I'm telling you guys right now, if you're tuning in, I think that's good value on the Dodgers. They're only two back, and you're getting plus 175 suddenly. I mean, yeah, they lost tonight. All right, there's still a week and a half left. Although, it's not going to be easy. San Francisco just don't effing lose, man. They don't. Doesn't matter who they put out. It's Kazmir. And who's next? Barry Zito. Tim Lincecum. Jimbo. You ever know Tim Lincecum? Looks like just like Jimbo from The Simpsons. So I've got a bet here, and I know we got a lot of bettors tuning in, and shout out to Sandu, Holland, Andrew tuning in, Jason, Lisa in Oklahoma in the house, Ghoster in Toronto, Van Fob in Vancouver, Johnny Kicknuts is kicking it in Los Angeles. So we've got a good motley crew here spread around North America tonight, and I know you all like to gamble. So here's a bet that I threw together last night. And I was looking at, like, it was NFL season props, season specials. So basically, which running back is going to rush for the most yards in the NFL? I don't really think that it's that debatable, is it? I don't really think it's that debatable. Derrick Henry is plus 225. Now, Derrick Henry's already got like a 60-yard lead or so, but the fact of the matter is, if you look at Henry and you compare him to other running backs in the National Football League, there's some really good backs. And for me, this is just sort of one that, as long as he doesn't get injured, we're going to win. Again, I'm not taking anything away from the other backs, but Derrick Henry's the favorite right now, plus 225. Dalvin Cook is the second choice at plus 650. So Dalvin Cook is injury prone. Dude, I watched that Minnesota game. We were on live during the Minnesota game on this network, SiriusXM. We're on every Sunday at 4 o'clock Eastern during the late games this week during the Rams and the Bucks. And Dalvin Cook, dude, every second play, bro, he was hobbling off the field or he was down. Like, it was every, oh, is Cook hurt? It's constant with this guy. You got Nick Chubb. Now Landry's out. Chubb, you know, so you got Nick Chubb, but they don't give the ball to Chubb enough. You know, he only gets the ball like 10, 12 times. They don't give him the ball like a ton, even though he's amazing. And he also has Kareem Hunt on the team. Then you get into Christian McCaffrey, who's an amazing player, but he catches a ton of passes out of the backfield. Joe Mixon's injury-prone, and Joe Mixon ain't leading the league in rushing. Antonio Gibson ain't leading the league in rushing, so who the hell are we even competing with here? Like, honestly, who are we competing with? I guess, honestly, I'd say Nick Chubb. This comes down as Derrick Henry or Nick Chubb. So you can get Derrick Henry right now, plus 225, and it's attractive to me because it's plus money. Except, I believe that the Toronto Raptors, and can we start talking NBA yet? I can't wait. Well, as soon as like we're going to come out of the gate with the NBA hot. But I'll tell you right now, I believe that, the Toronto Raptors were plus 270 to make the playoffs, okay? They were plus 270 to make the playoffs when this prop was opened up. It's plus 230 right now. That's why I bet the over 36.5, because I said I think smart people are going to hammer the Raptors. Yeah, they have, but they hammered that. They hammered it to make the playoffs prop instead, and it's down to plus 230 right now. But if you parlay Derrick Henry at plus 225 So this is the parlay. Derrick Henry.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
It's like getting off a plane with a lot of turbulence. It's like one of those flights. It's like, nah, we're not going to crash, but it's going to, you know, it's going to be a little bumpy. All right, we made it. All right. Thanks to Matthias and our crew. A lot of stuff goes on behind the scenes. All right. So I lose it and stuff, but there's a lot of stuff that's going on. So we appreciate everybody's work that gets put in. So as I stated, I put that parlay in last night. Derrick Henry to lead the league in rushing. And if you don't even want to parlay, it's plus 225. It's good. Good. That's good. Like I said, if you look at the other backs who are even in copy, like the other favorites for this, like the co-favorites, there's holes in all of them, right? Like you got Dalvin Cook is the second choice along with Nick Chubb. So Dalvin Cook is a badass, but he's always hurt and he catches balls out of the backfield. Nick Chubb is really, really good, but they have a dynamic offense. They share the ball. Hunt gets touches, and they want to save Chubb for like the playoffs and like they have this 1-2 punch and stuff. Derrick Henry is basically getting paid. They're gonna run his ass into the ground. All right, Derrick Henry like carries the Titans. It's a little bit different. Nick Chubb like could carry the Browns, but he's just sort of part of the Browns' offense. Derrick Henry is the Titans' offense, right? He is. Christian McCaffrey's great. He's right there. Whenever he catches passes, Henry just runs the damn ball. And you can't stop him. And as the year goes on, he's going to rack up more yards. And now he's got a little taste of blood after running the ball down Seattle's throat. I'm not getting in front of this. Love the bet. Derrick Henry, most rushing yards in the NFL. Also, Micah Parsons to win Defensive Rookie of the Year. He can still get it at plus 600. I'm telling you, Dallas Cowboys, Micah Parsons wins Defensive Rookie of the Year. And if we're going to leave you with a word of wisdom as far as college football is concerned, no one's going to. People don't talk about the San Jose State Spartan program very much, or they do. Now they talk about them glowingly. They're not as good as they were last year. All right? They're in a horrible scheduling spot. Western Michigan is going to beat them, and I love the under 63.5. San Jose State are 8-1 to the under in their last nine. Don't tell anybody. It's a secret. It's like the Stonecutters. Other than that, you're on your own. Later.
What is the winning edge? It's sports news you can use.
And you can only get it
right here.
We are Sports Grid Radio on Sirius XM.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.